From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Familiner. Last week, Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences announced it will open a medical school in Joplin, the first new medical school in Missouri in more than 40 years. KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith spoke with Dr. Mark Hahn, president and CEO of the university, about the needs the new school will be filling for that region of the state.
The medical school in Joplin will be the first new medical school in this state since 1971. And I'm wondering, why open it in a rural area like Joplin as opposed to larger cities like Springfield or Cape Girardeau?
Well, you know, we saw it as an opportunity to continue to have a positive impact on not just the health, but access to health care for our state and for our region. When you look at Missouri and Kansas, our graduates that practice medicine in both of the states are about 60% primary care physicians. In addition, about 40% of our graduates are practicing in rural parts of the state. So we recognize the fact that our graduates tend to be addressing a lot of the primary care needs of the state and the region. And they're practicing disproportionately in those rural areas.
What is it about your students, do you think, that they are going in larger portions to work in primary care and to work in these rural areas?
Part of it has to do with the osteopathic philosophy of the medical school. The osteopathic profession was founded in Missouri back about 150 years ago with a focus on both primary care and prevention. We tend to attract students who are looking for ultimately a primary care practice once they graduate and complete their training.
The city of Joplin has been through a lot since the tornado in 2011, which killed about 158 people and damaged much of St. John's Hospital. Can you speak to what this means for the city of Joplin?
I think that this is going to be a great opportunity. Not only will it help to address some of the medical needs for the city and the greater community, but it's estimated that that program itself will have an economic impact of about $110 million a year on Joplin and beyond.
That was KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith speaking with Dr. Mark Hahn, president and CEO of Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Familiner. Thanks for listening.